家平安。我们非常感，我们非常感谢主，我们又有一次机会在一起聚会。
We thank the Lord that we have the opportunity to worship Him this morning.
最近事情比较多。
There are so many things happened recently.
所以又是唱的第二首歌，我根本就没 check 到底题目对不对，内容对不对。
I'm sorry that the second song that you sing is I put the wrong words, so you don't see the lyrics.
非常抱歉。
Sorry about that.
时间过得非常快。
The time goes so fast.
眨眼功夫就是一天，一眨眼就是一天。
So fast that the day will pass so soon.
一转头就是一年。
And then so soon is one year already gone.
一转身就是一辈子。
And so suddenly and your whole life will disappear.
所以我们在时光当中。
So in the time,
非常的忙碌。
Sometimes we are very busy.
不知不觉，
and we don't feel that.
我已经五十七岁了。
Oh, I'm already 57 years old.
所以说，能侍奉神的时间已经不多。
So it's not much time for me to serve the Lord.
所以我们先读一下今天的起因经文。
So we are going to read today's Bible verses.
以弗所书五章十五到十六节。
It came from the book of Ephesians chapter 5 verses 15.
我们先读英文的。
We read the English first. Okay, you follow it. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as be wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil.
我们再读中文的。
Now we read the Chinese.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的时代邪恶。所以这里边保罗警告我们要爱惜光阴，因为现今的时代邪恶。
In these two verses, Apostle Paul warned us that we should make the most of the opportunity all the time.
在这里边，爱惜光阴是一个分词，前面的谨慎行事是两个动词。
In these two verses, making the most of every opportunity is the subverse of the main words in the beginning.
所以说，如果你要做一个智慧人，而不做愚昧人。
So being a wise person or not a foolish person, you have to
就必须谨慎行事。
So you have to be making the most of every opportunity.
而谨慎行事的关键要素就是要爱惜光阴。
The most important thing is you have to make good use of your time.
因为现今的世代邪恶。
Because the days are evil.
那今天的世代怎么个邪恶法呢？
Then we look at this world, how evil is this world?
当神创造宇宙，世界就开始了。
When God created the universe, things happen.
那个我们都知道，当今已经过世的英国那个物理学家就是霍金。
You notice that this famous physicist, Stephen Hawking, he already passed away recently.
他以通俗的言语写了一本书，叫那个《时间简史》。
He wrote a book called A Brief History of Time.
总结了现代物理学和宇宙学的一些科技成果。
He concluded all the theories about the time in this universe.
其中一个主要观点就是宇宙有起源，有时间的开始。
He defined the universe as a beginning.
时间有一个方向性。
Time has a direction.
一直向前。
And the time is keep on moving.
我们有些的人不可能回头重新过昨天。
Nobody can turn back to the old days, the old time to live again.
那么我们现今的时代怎么个邪恶法呢？
Look at this statistic. Why today is evil?
这里有一组数据。
There's a statistic telling us.
2017年暴力事件520万。
In 2070, the violence, the crime that happened is 5 million 20 times.
一年后增加到600万。
But the year after, in 2018, it increased to 6 million.
受害者，暴力事件的受害者，在2015年是270万。
The victims that because of this crime in 2017 is 2 million 70 thousand.
2018年增加到330万。
In 2018, it increased to 3 million 30 thousand people.
这是发生在所谓 发达的美国。
This number is happen in this developed country, United States.
所以科技并不能接近这个社会。
So you can tell the science technology cannot solve the problem of this world.
另外一组数据。
That's another statistic you look at.
LGBT.
You know, understand LGBT, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender.
就是同性恋、双性的和那个变性的。
So you understand this abbreviation, LGBT.
2012年在美国是 3.5%。
In 2012, the percentage of this group is only 3.5%.
2017年 4.5%。
But after 5 years, increased to 4.5%.
不要认为这个只发生在社会上。
Don't think about this only happened in this society.
我们可能有些弟兄姊妹的周围很多这样的同性恋。
Maybe some of the friends or people you know are surrounding of you, they are LGBT.
这个现象也发生在高中和大学里边。
This also happened in high school and college.
非常之严重。
It's a very serious problem.
刚过去的那个拆船大会上有一个讲员讲到高中里边这个 LGBT.
In the past CMC conference we just ended, there's a speaker in the conference talking about LGBT.
纽约教育局的一个学校
，In New York, there's a school.
希望他们的教职工作人员都赞成支持 LGBT.
There's a special school that teach to train teacher. They encourage the teacher to accept the LGBT people.
一个姊妹在这个上台表决当中，为了避免这个尴尬的场面，所以她当时呢躲在厕所里边。
Because there's a lady that's She was, 她是
Christian.
But that's a Christian, a lady. She feel embarrassed about this thing that promoted by the school, so she hide herself in the bathroom.
所以这个丑恶的现象遍布各个角落。
So this happened every corner of this society.
我们再说到这个华人的基督徒，第二代的华人基督徒。
Now let's look at the second generation of the Chinese church, Chinese Christian.
1974年的时候，三分之一多的第二代依然留在教会里边参加教会。
In the 1970s, one third of the second generation Christian they stay in the church.
1996年 dropped 到4%。
But in 1996, the percentage dropped to 4% only.
所以这对我们是一个非常严峻的挑战。
So this is a great challenge for us in the church.
那么我们到底是一个什么样的时代呢
？So what kind of world we are facing now？
在人类历史可以大致分作三个阶段。
We can divide our history in three eras：
前现代、现代、后现代。
We can talk about the pre-modern, modern, and post-modern era。
前现代就是自古到中世纪、十五世纪。
Pre-modern is defined as in the old times in the Greek until the first century.
那现代就是从中世纪一直到二十世纪中叶。
The modern era is from the 15th century to the 20th century.
那后现代就是从二十世纪中叶到现在。
The postmodern era is the 20th century till now.
每个时代都有一些特别的表征。
In each era, there's some representative in each era.
前现代的代表人物就是早期教父。
The first pre-modern period, the representative is the early godfather.
比如说奥古斯丁。
Just like Augustine.
那么那个时代就是说，信耶稣是为了更多的认识耶稣。
At that time, the people believe in Christ because they want to seek more understanding in human life.
那现代社会典型的代表人物是哲学家笛卡尔。
The modern era, the representative is the philosophy, Descartes.
那么他的著名也就是我思故我在。
His theme is that I think, therefore I am.
因为在这个时代科技非常的发达，人们的理性抬高到一个很高的位置，通过理性可以解决一切问题。
Because at that time the technology science is improving so fast, they think that science can win. can win everything.
就是通过科技，我们可以解决人类的一切苦难。
So through science, that we think that we can solve all the problems in the human race.
那后代的典型人物就是尼采。
The postmodern era, the representative is the philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche.
那他的代表性也就是神死了。
And his theory is that God is dead.
我们知道有两个电影，有续集，一二就是神 is not dead.
We know that there's a reason. There's a couple movies that talk about this thing. The first movie is called God is not dead.
他的神死了，并不是说神死了，而是说就没有神。
When he said God is dead, it's not that means that God is dead. He just said there's no God.
所以现在我们是处在一个社会上认为没有神的时代。
So we can think that today we are living in a world that people don't believe there's God.
那么对真理、对圣经的认识。
So when they read the Bible, reading the truth.
前现代认为耶稣、圣经、真理，这个当然是客观的，是实在的。
Before that, we think that truth is real truth, is real.
在现代社会，凭着理性、凭着科技，他把这个当然去掉，说真理是客观的。
But in the modern era, they omit this and they say the truth is real.
Right. 那后现代呢？就是真理是相对的，没有一个绝对的标准。
But in the postmodern era, that nothing is truth, absolutely true.
还有很多的不同。
Right. So there's a lot of differences.
那么对我们来说，一个最主要就是如何去读圣经。
The most important thing is how are we going to read the Bible?
在前些代呢说，圣经某句经文可能有几种解释，但一些解释对的，一些解释是错的。
In the pre-modern era, when we read the Bible, there's many interpretations. Some are right, some are wrong.
在现代呢，认为圣经呢只有一种解释。
But in the current era, we think there's only one interpretation that the Bible is right.
在后现代呢？圣经有多种解释。
But right now in the postmodern era, that we can have a lot of different kinds of interpretation of the Bible.
而且认为每一种解释都是对的。
And all the interpretations are correct.
这就产生了很多的自由主义。
So it creates a problem that people can believe anything that they want.
其实这个影响到我们日常生活当中。
And this affects our daily life.
几年前我看到国内报道一个高考题，就是中文这个最后。一句就是从小说里边摘录出一句话，问这句话怎么样解释？
In
a couple years ago,
a few years ago, there's a exam, final exam. There's a question, and the question, they quote a statement from a essay.
对高考题的标准答案，最后这个原文的作者讲，看到这个答案以后说，他也看不懂这个答案是什么意思。
The author himself doesn't understand the answer of the question.
就是后现代社会，读一本书，根据你的经历，根据你的情况，可以做任何的理解，都是对的。
So according to the postmodern era, you can read anything and interpret it the way you want to. Those are correct.
而之前的现代社会说要有一个客观，是根据作者的背景、作者的思想来理解。
But before that, people agree that the author has something to say about that statement.
所以我们后现代社会思想非常的混乱。
So right now, our pre-modern era, our mind is very confused.
这就是我们所处的邪恶的时代。
This is why we call this world is evil.
对一切事情都持一个怀疑的态度。
So we face doubt on everything.
那么我们如何应对这样一个邪恶的时代呢？
So how do we deal with this evil era?
保罗在这里用了三个动词，谨慎。
And Paul used three words. The first one is be careful.
第二个是行事。
The second word is action.
第三个叫爱惜光阴。
And the first thing is to cherish time.
所以我们从这三个动词来看，怎么样 deal 这个邪恶的社会。
So today we're going to talk about these three words. How do we live our life?
谨慎就是用属灵的眼光看待发生在我们周遭的一切物理性的事件。
When you say be careful, he means be careful to see the things that happen are surrounding us.
就是 很多事情的发生并不只是一个表象。
Many things happen just not for granted.
它有后边一个属灵的征战。
But sometimes there's some spiritual meaning behind it.
因为我们神的儿女跟随神。
Because we are children of God that we follow God.
魔鬼不喜悦。
Because the devil doesn't like you to follow God.
他要搅扰。
So he will disturb you.
比如说我们今天早上在这儿排练 rehearsal.
Just like this morning when the you rehearsed the singing.
好好的琴弦就断了。
And suddenly the
guitar string,
the string of the guitar broke.
看起来很简单，但是背后有一个属灵的征战。
It seems a very simple thing that the accident broke the string, but behind it, there may be a spiritual meaning.
我们去年孙成伯弟兄要参加他们的医疗短宣的，参加那个洪都拉斯短宣的时候。
Just like last year, our brother's son is going to the short miss.Medical mission trip to Honduras.
临行前的第一晚上，前一天晚上接到家里面电话，说他哥那个脑溢血。
And then he suddenly received a phone call the day before he left. They said his brother in China get a disease in his brain.
但是感谢主，我们那个陈伯弟兄今年成功的去了那个洪都拉斯。
Praise the Lord that the person did go to Honduras.
在那边有美好的见证。
He has great experience there.
他们医疗短宣看了大概180个病人。
The medical team they visit about 180 different people.
在看病人之前，他们会给他们传福音。
Before they look at those patients, they tell them about the gospel, the good news.
180个人，大约有30个人决志信主。
Among these 180 people, about 30 people they accept Christ.
我们感谢神。
So we give thanks to the Lord.
而且今年他们去的是，故事发生在另外一个会讲西班牙语的弟兄身上。
And this year, another thing happened to one of the team members is a Spanish brother.
前一天晚上，他的太太突然心脏发病。
And the day before that, this brother's wife has a heart attack.
所以当我们跟随神服侍神的时候
So when we follow God and serve Him
必然会有一些不寻常的事情发生
Sometimes there's some unpleasant thing that happened to you
我们要用属灵的眼光去看待
So we need to use spiritual eye to look at these things
我们看到很多跟随神的人
We can look at those people that follow God
经常身患这种绝症
They may have terminal sickness
想象不到的苦难
Suffer a lot of difficulties.
圣经里边的保罗
Look at the, in the Bible, Paul.
都是这样很好的故事
These are a lot of good examples you can tell.
所以我们要有一个看事情要有一个穿透力，要用属灵的眼光去看。
So when we see things, we have to use our spiritual eye to see the things happen around us.
第二个形式
The second thing is when we walk.
形式这个。动词它原本的意思是绕着一个圆圈走。
This original word walk actually you are walking around in a circle.
Like this picture.
Look at this picture. This guy is walking around in a circle.
但是圈的中心可以是不同的。
But look at this picture in the center is different.
所以我们基督徒的形式就是绕着基督形式。
So being a Christian, you have to walk around a circle that has Christ in the center.
以基督为中心。
So you put Christ in the center.
以基督的心为心。
So you put Christ's method in your mind.
我们非常感谢神。
We give thanks to God.
在过去上周
last week,
我们教会25个幼师参加这个新兴音乐事工所进行的音乐培训。
We have.Our church, we have 25 youth to attend a youth worship, music worship training by the New Heart.
我们知道往年在圣诞节的时候，有很多的家庭要出去那个 vacation.
As you know that in the past, during the Christmas holiday, a lot of family they went out for vacation.
所以25个家庭的孩子们能参加这样一次全体的，而是不迟到的这样一个音乐敬拜的培训，实在是感谢神。
So we give thanks to God because it's not easy for these 25 youth to attend and not late this youth music training.
因为稍微一请前，他就可能出去 vacation 了。
Because they may follow their parents to go vacation.
这是我们他们一个集体的那个 picture.
Look at this picture. This is our church group with 25 youth.
总共有三十一个孩子。
Actually, there's 31 youth.
六个呢是从别的两个教会来的。
The six other people are from the other churches.
我们的孩子是从六年级到十一年级。
Our youth are from 6th to 11th grade.
跨度很大。
So it's a big spread.
起初他们不接纳初中的。
In the beginning, this training does not accept middle school.
我说我们的初中孩子也很 mature, 也很成熟。
But I told them our middle school, they are really good.
所以他们作为例外，他们特殊收了我们初中的。
So they give an exception so they can attend this music camp.
而且他们今年的 camp 已经是全部在夏天做完了。
Actually, the training is already finished by the summer this year.
他们冬天是额外给我们加的一场。
So this one is exceptional that they added this training for us.
而且起初是只给两天。
In the beginning, they only gave us 2 days.
我说我们的幼师没有经验，两天根本做不了啥东西。
I told them 2 days we cannot learn anything.
所以最后变成三天。
So it became 3 days.
他们的整个的这个冬季培训这个节目的非常的丰富，丰富多彩。
Their program is very wonderful.
他们有敬拜，有分享。
They have worship, they have sharing.
他们有那个小组互相认识的分享活动。
They have small group, they so that they can know each other very well.
他们五个人带领五个小组。
They have 5 leaders, so they lead 5 groups.
一开始他们有分组培训，有那。
In the beginning, they separate into different groups, so each group they have their own activities.
他们有那个 keyboard.
One group they have a keyboard.
Singing.
They have vocal.
就是吉他。
And then guitar.
还有其他的 instrument.
And other instruments.
吉他一开始没人学。报名的时候。
Nobody go to the guitar group.
结果这天早上不知道从哪报出这么多那个吉他来。
Suddenly we have a lot of guitarists come over.
所以感谢神。
So we praise the Lord.
他们手把手的教学。
They teach individually.
Keyboard.
Keyboard.
打鼓
Drum.
唱歌
Singing.
还有其他的乐器吉他
Others musical instrument.
因为我们的孩子从来没有经过这样的训练
Most of our children, the youth, they never have this kind of training before.
这是另外一组手把手的
This is another.
这是教唱这是打鼓
Yeah, vocal. You can see the vocal, the drum, the keyboards.
有很多的，我只是截取一些照片。
Yeah, I just show you some photos that we took last week.
孩子们也非常认真的学习。
But our youth, they are very serious to practice.
就是他们也非常珍惜这样一段时间。
They loved the time, spending time with the leader, the teachers.
他们从早上九点到下午五点的 schedule.
The schedule is from 9 o'clock in the morning to 5 p.m. in the afternoon.
每一个 section, 它的时间。的差错不会超过五分钟。
Each section they will not delay over 5 minutes.
就是孩子们很听话，该干啥就干啥。
And our youth are very obedient. They just listen to the teachers and do whatever they told to them.
所以我希望孩子们把这个传统呢一直呢延续下去。
I hope that this tradition they can keep on and pass it down.
那今天早晨的训练 rehearsal 也不容易。
This morning the rehearsal is not easy either.
因为我们说有。其他教会的六个孩子不在了，我们要互相有一些，就是借人用了，就是相互之间有一些穿插。
Because we are missing 6 people from the other church during the training, so we have to share to add some people in the new group.
我们有 keyboard, 有吉他，有唱歌，都是临时搭配的。
So some of them are new in the group, not the original group.
中间他们有穿插各种各样的活动。
During the training, there are other activities.
有户外的，也有室内的。
There are indoor, there are outdoor activities.
我的观察，他们最感兴趣就是这个 Jeopardy.
The best game they like to love is the Jeopardy.
但他们的很多问题都是很 tricky 的。
Many questions they ask are very tricky questions.
所以很多问题都答不上，因为有关他们 team leader 的一些个人生活。
Because a lot of questions is about their own life.
比如他们五个人让他猜，谁一天吃3000个那个卡路里？让他们 guess who ate 3,000 calories yesterday.
Some of the questions they asked how many calories they had yesterday.
就是通过活动增加他们相互之间的了解。
So through this activity, they can know each other better.
在这里要特别感谢那个少贝弟兄，四十多个人的话，那个跟我们中午去做饭。
We should thank our brother Xiao Bei because he prepared all the food, the lunch, the snack for them.
这是一个极大的恩赐。
This is a great gift from him.
至少我没这个恩赐。
Because I don't have this kind of gift, he has.
所以少贝说，他负责 snack 和做饭的时候，我整个活动就负担减轻一半。
So when he say agreed, Xiaobi agreed to have the prepare the food, then I what a relief I have.
有人说这个比饭店还做的好吃呢。It's better than the restaurant cooking.
Oh, somebody say his cooking is better than the restaurant.
我们都喜欢看电影完了以后，电影后边的花絮，这儿有背后的三个花絮，请大家看一下他们训练过程当中的一个过程。
I'm going to show you some photos about behind the scenes.That you will see some video about the youth.
Keep secret. Keep secret.
他们的。
second one.
Second one.
One more.所以我们今天早上听那个艾米丽唱的很高声，这个在之前是不可能的事情。
Yeah, this morning you can see Emily sing so loud. It's impossible for her to sing like that.、Before.
都是那个星星，他们有一种就像有一种魔力一样，可以激发他们这种心中的这种激情。
So this group from your heart, they can encourage them to improve the skill.
所以我们非常感谢神带领星星在我们当中有三天的训练过程。
So we give thanks to God that He brought the new heart to us to train our youth.
我们也感谢幼师所有的全体的勤学苦练。
We also give thanks to all the youth to participate in this training.
归荣耀给神。
But we give all the glory to God.
我们希望呢，在当地再找一些熟悉音乐敬拜的牧师或者同工来帮助我们。
So in the future, we are going to look for some musical, talented teacher, maybe a pastor, to come us to continue to train you.
希望我们在座的每一位都把这个放在我们的祷告当中。
So may all of us remember these things, and so we can pray about this.
第三个就是说爱惜光阴。
The third thing is to how we use opportunity, the good opportunity for in our time.
就是说要谨慎行事，必须爱惜光阴。
So of course, we have to make good opportunity for the time so that we can spread the gospel to people.
这个爱惜呢，就是赎出来的意思 ，redeem.
The love is he talk about is mean to redeem.
就是最有效的、充分地利用现有的机会。
That means the most effective that you can share the gospel to save people.
怎么体会这个词呢？
How can we experience God?
我们知道这个在就是感恩节的时候，包括圣诞节的时候
，during the Thanksgiving and the Christmas time,
很多人要买很多的礼物。
Many people we buy presents.
在前些年，在网上还不发达的时候，很多人都在一大早，甚至包括第一天晚上就去商店去排队。
before we have the internet, the Amazon, in those days, a lot of people get up very early on Black Friday to go to shopping.
他们排队买礼物这个精神，这个方法就是爱惜光阴。
So this the way that they get up so early to get in line to buy their present, this is what we call redeem the love that they have.
所以说，如果我们把那个精神用在我们跟随神的方面，我们想象一下。
So if you can use this kind of attitude, to follow God, it's a good thing.
那就是保罗所要教导的。
This is Paul trying to teach us.
让我们爱惜光阴。
So we need to cherish the time to make good use of the time.
所以说，孩子们玩游戏的少玩游戏。
So for those, playing a lot of electronic game, you should stop.Playing too much.
看电视连续剧多的少看。
If you love to watch TV or opera show, whatever on TV, you should cut down the time to watching TV.
有时候我也看一些连续剧。
Sometimes I will watch some of the shows.
但我看连续剧的态度是我要从中间获取生活的素材。
这是什么意思？The reason I watch the show is because I want to.
I try to watch the
show.
The show with the spiritual eye.
Oh, with a spiritual eye to watch those TV shows.
比如说有这样一个场景。
Sometimes in the show it happens like this.
一个上司。
There's a boss.
对一个下属员工讲话。
The boss talk to the employee.
Employee 受伤了
，and the employees get hurt.
他劝说着 employee 劝说这个下属的时候，他 persuade talk.
When the boss persuades the employees,
他把他不应该他担当的责任，他担当到自己身上，说那个错误不是你的原因，是因为我的原因。
Oh, so the boss said, "Oh, it's not your fault. It's my fault because I'm your boss."
那个员工就说：“啊，真的是这样吗？”
So the employees will feel better.
啊，那我就没事了。
Then I'm okay.
所以这就是一种承担。
So it's a shared burden.
这是一种牺牲。
It's a sacrifice.
但世上的牺牲和基督徒的牺牲不一样。
But the worldly sacrifice is different from the sacrifice from Christ.
世上的牺牲是归荣耀给自己。
Because the sacrifice in this world is you get the credit, you get the credit and glory.
基督徒的牺牲是归荣耀给神。
But being Christian, when you sacrifice, you give glory to God.
所以我们都是要归荣耀给神。
So whatever you do, think about that, you have to give glory to God.
这是保罗用谨慎行事、爱惜光阴劝勉我们。
So this is what Paul tried to teach us. We have to have love. We have to cherish the time.
那么我们在教会怎么样帮助弟兄姐妹在这些方面来 deal 来面对这个邪恶的时代呢？
And how does the church can help us to learn this lesson?
我们要抓紧机会。
So we have to grab the opportunity.
我们知道过去，去年夏天我们带领青少年去洪都拉斯。
You know, the last summer we have some youth went to Honduras for the mission trip.
在2016年参加这个拆船大会的时候
，In 2016 during the CMC mission conference,
当我当时听到波士顿一个教会，他们每年带领青少年出去短宣的时候
，One of the church in Boston they took the youth to a mission every year.
我就想我们教会的孩子们哪一年才能走出去呢
？So I think about how about our church.How come how do our youth can go out the mission?
也在一直寻求这样的机会。
So I trying to find an opportunity.
所以当我听到方牧师分享洪都拉斯接受这样的又是短宣的时候
，So during the presentation by Pastor Fang about the mission trip to Honduras,
我们就抓住这样一个机会。
And I think this is the time, this opportunity, we can go.
而且我们在没有去洪都拉斯之前，我们就支持他们的教会帮扶活动。
Before we went to the mission trip, we already support the mission in Honduras.
因为要抓紧时间，要爱惜光阴。
Oh, because the scripture is saying we have to make good use of the time.
如果我们等到去了以后回来再帮再支持他们的排休。
If you say, oh, well, we go first and then help them.
又晚了一年。
And then we delay 1 year.
所以我们计划今年夏天。
So we decided this summer.
家庭和孩子们在一起去。
We want you, the family, and the youth to go together.
我们只带给他们一点点基督的爱。
When we went there, we only give them a small portion of the love of Christ.
但他们的见证，他们的生活给予我们很多的鼓励。
But their life, their witness, could give us a lot of encouragement.
这就是团契所带来的彼此激彼此鼓励，激发爱心。
So this is what is said in the Bible that it gives us encouragement for each other.
这是我们昆多拉斯去的一张照片，68岁的老人。
This is one of the photos that we went to Honduras. This is a 68 years old man.
他们的穷困程度远远大于中国。
The poorest, the poverty, he is worse in China.
我们抓紧时间，那个1月1号早上去了那个长寿老人中心。
And also, we have a time that the New Year's Day this year we went to visit at the senior at the center.
这个慰灵活动本来并没有预先做什么计划。
In the beginning, we don't have any plan for this special activity.
因为已经有很多的事情已经有安排了。
Because we already have a lot of things planned.
但圣经教导。
But the Bible teaches.
就是人们认为好的事情要留心去做。
For good things we should do.
虽然我们没有太多时间预备。
So even though we don't have a lot of time to prepare the events.
但是我们还是尽心传递神的爱。
But we spread God's love to them.
只是一开始有诱使他们那个，就是几首圣诞的曲子。
So in the beginning, then you play the Christmas song to the seniors.
而他们的这个木偶戏
，and also they have the puppet show today.
最受他们欢迎。
The seniors love this very much.
还有我们诗班的全体成员
，and also the choir members they're going to sing. They are singing songs for the group.
我们邀请，希望更多的弟兄能够参加到诗班来。
So we ask a lot of brothers and sisters can join the choir so they can participate in all the activities.
11月1号。
This happened in the New Year's Day.
这是昨天的事情。1月4号。This is.
This is another training. Yesterday.
就是我们天韵歌声在就是车长大会敬拜带领敬拜。
Because the Heavenly Melody from Taiwan, they are leading the worship in CMC, so they have the time to come here to train us.
我们利用他们在这边短暂停留的机会，邀请他们。
Because they were here. A few days, so we invite them to come to our church to train us.
该我们和附近教会的诗班班员
，so that they can teach us the choir members and the other churches.
还有我们的是领司领会的有一个 training.
And also the worship leader, they can learn how to lead the worship.
昨天晚上在沈牧师的教会，我们有一个音乐布道会。
In the last night in the Christian Chinese Christian Church of Baltimore, there has a concert by this group.
我们邀请弟兄姊妹，包括没有信主的，一起去参加。
We invite a lot of people, the non-Christian, to come to this concert.
我们感谢弟兄姊妹带领一些没信的朋友或者是家人去参加这样一个音乐布道会。
Thank you, Brian, to bring some non-believers to attend this concert.
我们总共去了27个人，有7个人是没有受洗信主的。
We have 27.People from this church, and 7 of them are not Christian, not baptized yet.
所以我们就是抓紧一切可利用的机会，给大家提供成长的机会。
So we get all the opportunity for people to know Christ.
那么从教会层面来说，我们怎么样去面对这个邪恶的社会呢
？For the church, we how do we face this world?
我们教会有一个意向。
Our church has a vision.
Become a group of Jesus Christ disciples who can influence the community and live the life of Christ with the much fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我们教会的意向就是成为一个能够影响社区的活出基督生命皆满圣灵果子的耶稣基督门徒的群体。
就是希望我们教会的每一个弟兄姊妹。
So we want every members of this church.
到将来见耶稣的时候。
When we face Christ again in the future.
你们两个手上都拎着满满的果实。
Both hands used to have some fruit to show to our Lord.
我们整个教会就像一棵树一样。
Our church is like a tree.
树上结满了果子。
The tree is bear a lot of fruit on it.
就像这个苹果树一样
Just like this apple tree
都是成熟的
It's
都是
a lot of fruit
都是悦人那个眼目的
And people like to look at it and enjoy
这是我们的意向
This is our church vision
为了达成这个意向
Because of this church vision
我们必须有所行动
So we need a mission
每一个弟兄姊妹怎么样行动呢
So what kind of action, what kind of mission are we going to have?
我们教会就是要 following the Bible, make disciples who deny themselves, take up their cross to follow the God, the Lord, and bear good fruit.
所以我们教会的使命就是真教圣经，早能够舍己，背着十字架跟随主，也是上国的门徒。
每一个都是神的门徒。
Because each of you is God's disciple.
不要自认为自己是平信徒。
Don't think that you only a ordinary believer.
尽管我们在网站上、书籍里边经常会见到“平信徒”这样一个词儿。
Many times you can read the word that oh we are regular believer.
但是圣经里边并没有分平信徒和门徒这样一个概念。
Because in the Bible, you never say the regular or fervent believer. They are all children of God.
我们都是基督的门徒。
We are all disciples of Christ.
在什么时候舍己呢？什么时候背十字架呢？什么时候接受善果呢
？So when are we going to deny ourselves, take up the cross, and bear good fruit?
任何时间，任何地点。
Is any time, any place.
任何一种情况下。
Under any circumstances.
任何一种关系当中。
Any kind of relationship.
所以我们教会要做的实践就是努力传福音，确认与神和好。
So the church practices we have to work hard to proclaim the gospel, pursue people to reconcile with God.
这是我们教会过去几年和将来要一直走的大方向。
And this is the vision, the mission of our church in the past and in the near future.
我们不只能停留在弟兄姊妹相互的团契当中。
We cannot just stay around in our fellowship group.
彼此的团契就是为了建造。
Why we have fellowship? Because we want to grow up among us.
让更多的人信主。
So that more people can know Christ.
只是我们教会过去七年用于宣教的费用。
But you look at this chart. This is the budget that we could have, this.The money we spend in mission.
从11,000的2013年到去年的25,000。
From 2013, we spent $11,000 in mission. The last year, we spent $25,312.
去年宣教事工的费用比例。
This is how we spent the money in mission last year.
43% 用于洪都拉斯的宣教。
43% we spend in the mission trip in Honduras.
17% 是用于万军。
And the 17 is used in the action mission.
7% 是我们用于那个去年青少年参加那个 Ocean City 的 breakaway.
And the other percent we invested in the youth to attend the conference in Ocean City.
另外一个8%用于回教国家。
And the other 8% is used in the Muslim church, nations.
我们 support 一个宣教士，他去一个穆斯林的国家。
So we support missionary to the Muslim world.
他们全家带着一个两个孩子，一个8岁，一个13岁。
This young family, they have two children, two kids, husband and wife, four people went to this Muslim nation.
还有其他一些事工。
another ministry.
那么在洪都拉斯学校施工当中，我们去年是用了10,900多。
So in the Honduras mission, we spent $10,958. This is how we spent.
红色的加39.8%，这个是我们帮助当地的牧者、童工、妇女的培训。
About 40% we support the churches in Honduras with their minister there.
38.6%是我们去的那个旅行费用。
So about 38.6% is on the mission trip itself, just to subsidize the people going to the trip.
我们是帮助去的人，我是100%的 cover， 那其他弟兄姊妹和孩子们是40%。
People going to this mission trip, the church sponsor 40% their support to expand to Honduras.
如果除过我的那一部分的话
，If you're not including my part，
我们帮助弟兄姊妹，他们把大部分的钱又奉献给洪都拉斯的施工，就是我们帮助弟兄姊妹40%。
40% we subsidize the youth of the foreign sister went to Honduras.
这些家庭帮了40%里面的大部分，又 donate off 到洪都拉斯的施工。
They use the subsidy donate back to the Honduras.
所以我们18.4%我们支持2000块钱用于监狱的施工。
There's 18.4% support the prison ministry in Honduras.
我们知道在洪都拉斯监狱施工是非常的壮观。
When we went to visit the prison in Honduras, we do a great job.
也超过我们的想象。
It's more than what we expected.
去年的短缺队去洪都拉斯3次。
We went to Honduras 3 times last year.
第一次有16个人信主。
The first time we have 16 people after Christ.
第二次13个。
Second time 13 people.
第三个大概是10个。
The third time there's about 10 people.
另外一个美国短期的去了更大的监狱。
The other American church, they have a greater harvest.
他们是有90个人信主一次。
They have 90 people after the Lord.
所以我们执事会和那个我们学校委员会已经划拨从去年我们定的40,000块钱进的是吧？从那40,000块钱里边，我们划拨了5,000块钱，今年继续做那个监狱施工。
So our deacon committee and the mission committee decided this year we're going to spend $5,000 in the prison ministry.
就是宣教的前线很缺少那个经济上的那个资源。
In the mission ministry, they are lack of resources.
所以我们教会能够尽心。抓住机会，那个支持那个前线的施工。
So our church can afford to support this kind of mission ministry.
所以今天的信息带给我们。
So today the sermon, the summary, to bring up this kind of lesson that we have to learn.
要用属灵的眼光看待发生的事情。
First, you have to use your spiritual eyes to view things.To view the physical things.
要以神为中心过我们的生活。
You have to believe Christ-centered life.
要以感恩节买礼物那种精神和态度爱惜光阴。
We should make the most of the present opportunity, just like your attitude to buy present during the Black Friday.
要以努力传福音、劝人与神和好为我们终生的目标。
The last thing is you have to work hard to proclaim the gospel, to tell people to reconcile with God, to know Christ.
感谢神带领我们。
You can thank God that He leads us every day.
也求神使用我们。
May He continue to use every one of us.
来，我们做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
现天我们实在是感谢您赐下无限的恩典与慈爱。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you because you give us abundant grace and love.
你赐给我们永生。
You give us eternal life.
你在物质方面也赐给我们的丰丰富富。
You give us a lot of things in this, on the physical things that we need in this world.
主要让我们能够明白，我们只是您的管家。
So that we can understand that we are only the steward for you.
让我们能够善用主所赐给我们的一切。
May that may be used the resources you gave us wisely.
不管是物质的供应
，No matter just physical things，
还是属灵方面的恩赐
，or spiritual gifts，
让我们能够抓住一切的机会
，so that we can have all the opportunity，
使用神所赐给我们的一切
，to use all the things that you provide to us，
能让更多的人认识您
，so that more people can know you。
不管是近处的
，No matter they are close to us，
远处的
，or far away from us，
我们的家庭
，our family，
我们的朋友
，our friends，
还是我们的邻居
，our neighbors，
我们所遇到的陌生人
，or the stranger that we meet，
求主让我们能够刚强壮胆
，ask that the Lord you give us the courage，
真正的成为盐，成为光
，so that we can be the salt。And the light of this world.
过一个荣神益人的生活。
So that we can give all the glory to you.
我们也特别将我们的孩子们、幼子交在主的手中。
We special lift our children, our youth to you.
他们在成长过程当中
，as they are growing,
面对更多的试探
，they may face a lot of temptation,
更多的引诱
，a lot of bad things have attracting their lives.
求主亲自与他们同在。
Yes, the Lord, you be with them.
引导他们。
To guide them.
让他们，灵里边、身体上、心智上。
So that the physical, their soul, and their mind can grow in you.
都能够越来越像主基督。
So that they may be like Christ yourself.
再次将一切的荣耀都归给天上的父。
May all the glory to our heavenly Father.
求主祝福保守我们在座的每一位。
May your blessing to each of us.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We praise your Son Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
好，谢谢大家。
Thank you.